Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has declined to say whether President Trump is recording conversations in the Oval Office or those with dinner guests in the White House. Mr. Trump escalated his feud with fired FBI Chief James Comey, tweeting an implication that there are secret recordings of one of their private conversations from earlier in the year. President on Tuesday fired Comey, who was leading an investigation into alleged ties between the president's campaign and Russia. A massive cyber attack that has hit hospitals in Britain and businesses in Spain appears to be spreading to other organizations around the world. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Of course, it is important that we have set up the National Cybersecurity Centre and they are able to work with the NHS organisations concerned to ensure that they are supported and that patient safety is protected.
Similar cyber attacks have now been reported in the United States, China, Russia, Portugal, Italy, and several other countries. A person has tested positive for the Ebola virus in the Northern Democratic Republic of Congo.
Des cinq échantillons de sang prélevés chez les cas suspects.
Oli Kalinga is the health minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says this is Congo's eighth epidemic of this nature, so it should not overly scare the population. The last Ebola outbreak in Congo happened in 2014 and killed more than 40 people. A much larger outbreak swept across Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone that year that killed more than 11,000. World Health Organization says it's working with Congo's health ministry to contain this outbreak. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's King Salman's recent decision to grant women more rights won praise in some quarters and grumbles of discontent in others. Edward Uranian is following the story from the VOA Cairo Bureau.
Saudi TV announced with little fanfare the royal decree last week permitting women to make a certain number of decisions without seeking the permission of a male guardian. It said that the move conforms with Islamic Sharia law. Legal advisor Hassa al-Dulaimi told State TV the decision was based on a complaint over equality of the sexes in obtaining services from the government. She says Saudi women will now be able to obtain various government services, including the right to enroll in a university, the right to open a bank account, and the right to leave prison after finishing a sentence without the agreement of a male guardian. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Trump will express support for Palestinian self-determination during a Middle East trip this month. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says Mr. Trump will carry a message of peace also as he travels to the Middle East. Reporters asked McMaster whether the president will increase the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
The president has not made a decision yet on a course of action. What we have done, which is what we have done in many cases on the North Korea problem set, for example, is we've consulted broadly across our government and with allies. The president wants to hear from our allies as well. This is a president who listens to his allies and partners, who have an opportunity to do so at the NATO summit, who have an opportunity to do so at the G7. And so what we'll have at the end of this next few weeks here is an opportunity for a much more effective strategy for the problem set in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the region broadly.
Mr. Trump travels, which begin next week, will include stops in Israel and Rome, as well as Saudi Arabia, before he goes to Brussels for NATO and G7 meetings. Pope Francis is in Portugal, where he prayed before the Chapel of the Apparitions in the Sanctuary of Fatima, a day before he will canonize two of three shepherd children who are believed to have been seeing the Virgin Mary in that very site 100 years ago.
O Clemente, O Piedosa, O Doce Virgin Maria.
The Pope prayed, "Gracious and pious, O sweet Virgin Mary, Queen of the Rosary of Fatima, let us follow your example." A million worshipers are expected to attend the canonization later today. Roman Catholic Church posthumously confers sainthood on people considered so holy during their lives that they are now believed to be with God and can intercede with God to perform miracles. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This program has a special theme, like father, like daughter. Now, you've heard the phrase, like father, like son. Well, in the world of jazz, there are many fathers who've inspired their daughters to make great music. In the New York City scene, a rich scene for music of any kind you can imagine, there has always been a wonderful family affair going on in the music world. And recently, in the last few years, I've had a chance to get to know the great Latin jazz percussionist, the legendary Memo Acevedo, who has a most interesting story to tell. You'll hear that story. And part of that story is that he's inspired his rising star percussionist daughter, Jacqueline Acevedo, to follow in his footsteps. You'll hear how she's been doing that, and you'll hear lots of the music that these two have made over the years, including together in Memo Acevedo's Building Bridges Jazz Orchestra. Let's begin, though, with a father who certainly inspired his daughter, Nat King Cole. The fantastic pianist and vocalist inspired his late great daughter, Natalie Cole, to make great vocal jazz over the years. Let's go back in time to 1946. The place is the Circle Room in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the Nat King Cole Trio, featuring Nat on piano and vocals, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller, play Duke Ellington's classic Sea Jam Blues. Thank you.
Made our innocence strong. There was a time when we all thought we could do no wrong. There was a time so long ago. There was a time. Here we are in the calm before storm. While the orchestra plays, they build barricades to help close the doors. While the musicians sing,
vocalist Luba Mason from her new release Mixtura with the help of Mariachi Flor de Toloache, the all-female group, Grammy nominated as they are, featuring percussionist Jacqueline Acevedo, who has been known to be an innovator with mariachi music, the first to play the cajon, the percussion instrument, in that setting. Like father, like daughter on this edition of Jazz America, and I thought this would be a fine song to begin our session with because Mixtura by Luba Mason has this note. Dedicated to my dad, whose love of music inspired me from the start. And I have a feeling the same could be said by our special guest, one of the two, Jacqueline Acevedo, who joins with her father, Memo Acevedo, for this conversation with me right now here on VOA's Jazz America. I was inspired to do this conversation because I was thinking about how down through the years, they've always said, like father, like son. Well, I said, no, like father, like daughter. And I started noticing all of the great musicians who had very talented daughters. So I'm in the presence now of the legendary percussionist, Memo Acevedo. And it just so happens that this great master, the wonderful percussionist and composer and band leader, has a daughter who's building her own legend, Jacqueline. And so I'm in the presence of both of them today, and I'm going to let them talk amongst themselves and answer a couple of questions. Great to see you both.
Oh, great to see you, Russ. Thanks so much.
You too, Russ. Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
You're being heard by folks around the world on The Voice of America, and lots of folks know your story, Memo, but we'll give them a little bit more of a background. From Colombia, made your way to Toronto, Canada, where Jacqueline was born, mm-hmm. and then to New York City, working down through the years with the likes of Chucho Valdez and Ira Quire and Tito Puente and Dave Valentine and some of the most famous rock artists in the world. So you've had
Stephen Stills.
Yeah.
And then jazz artists like Zoot Sims and Tom Scott, Louis Belson. So the list goes on and on and on, but I've been very blessed and lucky to learn from all those people and share the stage and music with them.
Well, give us a little bit more of the background of coming from Colombia to Toronto, then to New York. That's an interesting route.
Well, actually, when I was in Colombia, I saw the news in the theater that they were making a film about Jim Krupa. Hmm. That's when I decided, that's what I want to do. So after doing the drums, I joined the foremost rock pioneer band in Colombia, but then I wanted to be a jazz musician, and to be a jazz musician, I wanted to come to the U.S., but I didn't have the language. So actually, you're missing a couple of countries before I went to Toronto. So I went to Europe, and I lived in Spain for 3 years, and then there was the opportunity to travel to Mexico, and I lived in Mexico for 2 years, and then there was the chance to go to Canada. And then I went to Canada for a few years. I met Jacqueline's mom. Mm-hmm. And then she's not born yet at the time. And then I got the opportunity to go to California. And I lived in California for a year. Mm. That's when I worked with Stephen Stills and the legendary Brazilian percussionist Moacir Santos.
Oh, yes.
They called him Black Gold, Oro Negro. And actually, that's when I started seeking. Actually, I had started doing Brazilian stuff in Mexico through a lot of Brazilians, and then in San Francisco, in California, in Los Angeles, then that consolidated with Moacir Santos. Then I get the opportunity to go to Canada, back to Canada, and that's when I stay there and I introduce a lot of the music, and then here to New York.
And proving his great love of classic jazz, here's Memo Acevedo from his brilliant debut solo effort, Building Bridges, with Ray Noble's Cherokee on Jazz America from VOA 1.
this is Jean-Luc Ponty, and you are listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Great French violinist Jean-Luc Ponty with In the Fast Lane from his album Storytelling, an album on which he invited his very talented keyboard-playing daughter Clara Ponty to come and join him in the session. She's established herself as a well-known and respected pianist in the world of jazz and New Age music, and once again an example of like father, like daughter. And more coming up with Mamo and Jacqueline Acevedo here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And from time to time, I receive messages from around the world from Americans who are living abroad. In this case, this message came from David Cohn of Lonningen, Switzerland, who's originally from the USA, and said, "Hi, Russ. Thanks for the wealth of information below. I'll be streaming by multiple means, so it's very useful information. Keep the great music coming." Well, David, my pleasure to give you information on how you can listen to Jazz America, and I hope you'll enjoy the music now as our theme on this edition of the program, Like Father, Like Daughter, continues with the live recording from the Blue Note in New York City from the album Randy Pop, a celebration of Randy Brecker, the great trumpeter, and his many sessions with pop artists. In this case, his daughter, Amanda, joined him on stage to sing one of the songs that he had recorded years ago. In this case, with Steely Dan, it's New Frontier. Randy Brecker and his daughter, Amanda, on Jazz America.
Thank you.
see till I finally make up my mind to learn design and study overseas. Let's pretend that it's a real thing and stay together all night long. And when I really get to know you, we'll open up the doors and climb into the dark. Confess your passion, your secret.
from his latest chart-topping release, Make Noise. That is the great trumpeter Jeremy Pelt with his fine band, which includes, on percussion, a rising star in the New York scene of music, Jacqueline Acevedo, and one of my special guests alongside her father, Memo Acevedo, here on VOA's Jazz America. Well, that's a little taste of what Jacqueline has been up to in the studio with various projects and traveling around the world, too. Let's get some thoughts from her and her father, Memo, here on VOA's Jazz America. Jacqueline, I think that music, as far as I remember, started when somebody beat on something, hit a hollow log with a stick or something. So
when somebody hit the baby and the baby went...
like the one we have in the background here. We're in a public space, so don't worry. We're not torturing any small children. But percussion is ever important. And you have been able to carve out your space in the New York scene because of the value of what you present, not just the congas, but other
cajon
and other percussion instruments too. So Mariachi Flor de Toloachi was the first time I heard you perform. Then I saw you at another club with another group, different group of people. Right. And then, you know,
I think it was Erin and her cello.
Exactly.
That one. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Which is like French pop, kind of pop surf rock kind of thing.
So it's being versatile, being a percussionist, it's so important because it adds so much.
Yes.
Even though it may not be out front,
yeah.
It still adds so much to every project, as lots of people are noticing with what you have to offer.
Right. Yeah, I think it's funny. There's a T-shirt that a friend of mine has, Danny Markham, and it says, unless you have a percussionist, you're just another band, which is hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great one. So,
I haven't seen you wear that one. So you
got no, I have to get one from her. But and she's percussionist with the Tune Yards, so she and I really like working together. But, you know, I think that, you know, people say that percussion is color, you know, it's color to the picture. And I think that's true, but I think it's also fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that, you know, maybe hasn't been understood yet, except for, you know, just viscerally.
Yes.
When people hear percussion, they start to move. It starts to give a different, you know, taste to the music. And you can have all kinds of music and you add percussion and it totally changes it changes the genre, and even it can change, you know, just the feel and how people feel when they're listening to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that I look at that and I feel like that's the point, right? Like, if you're listening to music, you want to feel something,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, tremendous nostalgia or sorrow or joy or whatever that is. I think that's why I love playing percussion so much, because there's such a variety. It's like, you know, you're not just playing one instrument, you're playing, you know, hundreds of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that makes cartage a little bit more difficult, but it's every time I think about it, I'm carrying stuff, you know, heavy congas up a flight of stairs or four flights of stairs, I just think of that, I'm like, I love these instruments. Yeah, exactly, that's what people always say, right?
Well, word has it that Jacqueline Acevedo has been working with a bass these days, and maybe she'll pick up the flute eventually. Well, her father is still behind the drum kit and playing various percussion instruments and writing songs while he leads his great band. Here's a cut from his album Building Bridges titled Lady Bird on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
renowned saxophonist Claire Daly was taken by her father to see Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and others. It inspired her to make her own great jazz. More Fathers and Daughters next hour.